Poster article, Taking the Sacrament. There is no other name given whereby salvation cometh. Mosiah chapter 5, verse 8. Jesus Christ himself gave the ordinance of the sacrament. He and his apostles were in Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and brake it and blessed it, and gave to his disciples and said, Take, eat. This is in remembrance of my body, which I give a ransom for you. Matthew chapter 26, verse 26, including footnote B. He meant that he was going to atone for our sins by suffering and dying for us, so that if we are faithful and repent, we might live again with him and Heavenly Father after we die. His atonement is for each of us individually, but for us to use it, we must do our small part. He explained that when we partake of the sacrament, it is in remembrance of my blood which is shed for as many as shall believe on my name, for the remission of their sins. Joseph Smith Translation, After the Bible Dictionary, Matthew chapter 26, verse 24. When we are baptized, we make a covenant with Heavenly Father. We promise to remember Jesus' words and to keep our baptismal covenant with Heavenly Father each time we partake of the sacrament and listen to the sacrament prayers. O God, the Eternal Father, we ask Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this bread to the souls of all those who partake of it, that they may eat in remembrance of the body of Thy Son, and witness unto Thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they are willing to take upon them the name of Thy Son, and always remember Him, and keep His commandments which He has given them, that they may always have His Spirit to be with them. Amen. O God, the Eternal Father, we ask Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this wine, now water, to the souls of all those who drink of it, that they may do it in remembrance of the blood of Thy Son which was shed for them, that they may witness unto Thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they do always remember Him, that they may have His Spirit to be with them. Amen. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verses 77 and 79. As members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we have taken His name upon us. When we remain faithful to the Savior and always remember Him and keep His commandments, we are honoring His name. When we honor the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father is pleased and keeps His part of the covenant. He sends His Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to help us keep our part of the covenant and to guide us in all ways to live worthy of returning to Him and our Savior. Picture Frame Door Hanger by Kimberly Webb. Instructions. Each Sunday this month during the sacrament, decide to do something specific to help bring you closer to Jesus Christ. For example, you could study your scriptures daily. To help you remember your goal, mount page 35 on heavy paper. Then, cut out the door hanger and the pictures of Jesus Christ. Choose a picture and write your goal on the back. Cut slits along the dotted lines in the door hanger so you can slide the corners of the picture into the frame. Each time you see the door hanger, think about how you are doing on your goal. The following Sunday, during the sacrament, prayerfully choose a new goal or decide to work on the same one. Pick a new picture to put on the door hanger and write your goal on the back of it. Do this each Sunday for a month. Accompanying these instructions is the outline of a door hanger. On the door hanger are the words, My Goals for This Month, and the place for the picture of the Savior to go. Also accompanying the door hanger are several pictures of the Savior. One of the Savior being baptized, a picture of the Savior with the children, a picture of the Savior calling the fishermen from their nets, a picture of the Savior with His hand outstretched, and a picture of the Savior praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. End of Picture Frame Door Hanger Activity. End of Poster Article, Taking the Sacrament.